A frontal system remains stalled in our area. It is oriented east to west, basically along the I-90 corridor. Along and north of that front, temperatures remain rather cool this afternoon. In fact, there are some areas across the North Country that have fallen short of the 50-degree mark this afternoon. It's a totally different weather story across the south. In the mid and lower Hudson Valley into portions of Connecticut, temperatures have moved up into the 70s this afternoon. Now, of course, with a wide range in temperature and a front nearby, it is no surprise that we are looking at clouds in many areas this afternoon. In fact, it's been a mainly gray day in most locations. However, we've seen some brighter weather, especially across the far north near the Canadian border, and also across the far south where those temperatures have really come up this afternoon. But in areas where we've seen the clouds, we've also had a few showers roll through, and a few showers are possible as we work through the late day into the nighttime hours. The front will begin to lift to the north tonight as a warm front, so we will keep things mainly cloudy across New York and western New England, and there is the chance for some showers from time to time, especially in areas where we've already had some showers today. So basically from the Catskills and Berkshires and Pioneer Valley on north, those areas have the best chance to see some rainfall tonight, and some areas of fog are likely as well as temperatures fall into the 40s and 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we will see that warm front lift to the north, and then a cold front will cross, coming in from the northwest, so it works from northwest to southeast through the day, and that front is likely to trigger some more showers as we go through the day on Thursday, and some gusty winds are even possible as some of these showers come through. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 50s to about 70 or so, a pretty big range in temperature tomorrow, though the range shouldn't be quite as large as it was this afternoon. The mildest weather will occur south of the capital region. The weather is much cooler on Friday following that frontal passage. Highs are expected to be in the 40s and 50s, and a gusty breeze will make it feel even cooler, and we will keep temperatures on the cool side as we head into the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, low in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high 58 to 66. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high 58 to 66. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of scattered showers, areas of fog, low around 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler, with highs in the 40s and 50s. And on Saturday, partly sunny and continued cool, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.